some chalukas Rashi in the Rabban in the Parsha. The pasuk kapit olam and pasuk ked aleph. Okay, mitzvah zoyis shenuchi mitzavcha hayon. So Rashi says it's referring to the Torah. So mitzvah zoyis is referring to the Torah. The Torah b'chloli is and the Torah continues. L'vashemayim hi l'mei b'layom hi. The Rabban disagrees and says the mitzvah is referring to the mitzvah of tshuva. The parsha before talks about so you do tshuva. The pasuk is being mafteichas that will do tshuva. While Hashem akechos levovches above zarechos, Hashem will respond with removing our yetzahara, etc. And then the pasuk says, "Ki mitzvah zois, this mitzvah of tshuva, Hashem rechem mitzav chayoyim, lo neflis lo neflisim imchav alerechaykehi. It's not beyond you." It's not difficult. It's not beyond you. Lo b'shemayim hi, lo meir layom hi, ki kar velecha davar ma'od, b'fichol b'vavchol asoysoy. Rather, this mitzvah is kar velecha davar ma'od. It's very close to you, b'fichol b'vavchol asoysoy. So what's b'fichol b'vavchol? So the Rambam says that b'fichol there's a din of vidui. You have to say vidui b'peh. Really has to be said b'peh. It's not enough to think it. Bavavcha is referring to the mitzvah, the act of tshuva, the charata and the zibah zechet that the person undertakes to do. I can't argue on Ramban. You can't argue on Ramban based on Matthias, but I'm a little bit older than you. And I haven't been so successful in this mitzvah, which is so kar velecha davar ma'od b'fichol b'vavcha la'asoysoy. The pasuk tells me it's pashut, it's mamish, it's not difficult at all. It's kar velecha davar ma'od b'fichol b'vavcha la'asoysoy. And I don't know, like we mentioned Motzei Shabbos, they seem to be talking about the same problems every year, the same kabbalas every year, the same issues every year. I once was speaking with my Rosh Hashiva, Reb Chaim Stein, Zichel Lebracha, Hashiva Reb Chaim, and he made the same comment. The problem is he was in his 80s already. So it didn't make you feel any better to say that you don't, you're dealing with the same issues again and again, year after year, for the last 60 plus years. It doesn't make you. So the pasuk says it. Kikar b'lecha davar ma'od b'fichol b'vavcha la'asoysoy. So how do you understand that? The Rabbeinu Yonah understands that there are three primary elements of tshuva. There's azivas achet. Correct yourself. Stop doing the veir. Person stealing. Stop stealing. Person not putting on tefillin. Start putting on tefillin. Okay, so it's pretty direct. There's charata. The person regrets what they've done. And there's vidui. So charata, I don't think we're so vite from charata. We regret. People do things wrong. They feel bad about it. Sometimes it's a more intense feeling of regret. Sometimes it's a less intense feeling of regret. But we regret. We want to be good people. We all want to do the right thing. The Shiva, the Shiri Das. So we have a conversation between Lavan and Yaakov. So Yaakov wants to make sure that he's going to marry Rachel. So he says, Rachel bitcha ktana. Rachel bitcha ktana. So I want your daughter Rachel. You might change. You might take some girl from the street and give her the name Rachel. Bitcha has to be your daughter. You might switch the names of the older one to the younger one, Haktana. So Yaakov will cover all his bases. What can Laban come up with? They made up Rachel. It has to be his daughter. It has to be the younger daughter. Right? Laban cares. Laban's a Rasha. Laban Arami, like, well, what does he care? So Yaakov feels he's covered all his bases. Laban says, what's Gate Miron? That's a mistake. Laban's not a bad person. Laban's a good person. He looks himself as an upstanding member of society. I'm not going to do a bad thing. If we made up the Rachel B'Tachetan, I'll give you. The Maisa, listen, you know, there's a minhag makom. You can't give the tzibur thing to the avachir. It's not my choice. It wasn't up to me. I wouldn't do the right thing. But what do you want from me? It's the society which forced me to do it. Right? If you go to the prison, to the convicted murderers, which there's no doubt that they did it. Most of them say it wasn't their fault, you know. It was, you know, he provoked me, and I didn't mean to do it, you know, and the next thing I knew, everybody has excuses. Why? Because we're not bad people. Nobody wants to perceive themselves as a bad person. We all perceive ourselves as good people. We want to be perceived as good people. We feel bad if we're perceived as not as good people. And when we realize that we've done something which is wrong, we're very uncomfortable with it. We're not comfortable with saying I'm a bad person. So either we rationalize and we give excuses. It wasn't my fault, Lovin says. There's minigam akam. You can't give the younger one for the one. I would do the right thing, but I was forced. Circumstances forced me. Or we recognize we've done something wrong, and we're embarrassed, we're uncomfortable. So charata we have. When we realize we've done something wrong, we have charata. That's not the challenge. The vidi is not so challenging either. So the Bnei Yehuda comes along and says, what's the right order? What should you do first, and what should you do second? So he says, the person who basically is doing the right thing, at one time he slips. So for him, the main thing is the charata. Be honest that you've done something wrong. Just be honest. That itself will solve the problem. But a person who is misyatzev aderech le'tov v'tomid, a person who's going on a path which is not right, the first step is not charata, he says. The first step is to change. Give me the mashal. Reuben Feinstein, Shlita, he said, a person was working as a tanner. Now, tanner is working, the smell of the tannery is horrible. The person who's a tanner, he smells horrible. He comes home at the end of the day and he takes a shower, he takes two showers, and it doesn't help. He still stinks. Right? So he walks into the shul, you know, and everybody, like, you know, oh, him again, you know. So he gets two rows to himself in the shul because nobody wants to sit next to him. He says, no, that's not a life for me. I want to be, you know, a normal person. So he says, you know, I got to get a different job. So he quits his job finally. Eventually the smell dissipates and he moves from job to job. Next thing you know, years later, this person is working in a perfumery. Mamish, beautiful, delicate smells. He comes home smelling beautiful. You know, people like you next to him. It's such a pleasant smell to be next to him, etc. One day he walks by a tannery and he smells, and he's a very sensitive smell. So the stench of the tannery is so overwhelming. But then he cops and he says, I used to work there. That he can't deal with. You don't understand how bad the smell of a tannery is until you stop being in a tannery. You live in a tannery every single day. That's normal. I can't. Before I discuss charata and really realize what I feel bad what I did, I have to recognize that this is not a path for me. I have to change. So the first step is to change, he says. Now, change is very difficult. So he says, the Yetzer comes along and says, change, you, Reingold, you know, you've been doing the same thing for years, like, you know, you're a mess. You know, who are you fooling? So Ben Yonah says, forget about yesterday. Forget about last week. He says, today, do it right. That's your whole avoda of tshuva is one thing. Just get today right. Not tomorrow, not yesterday. Just get today right. And he says, let's divide the day into four sections, he says, and get the first section of the day right, from the time you get up until you eat breakfast. That's all you want to do. I'm not discussing tomorrow, I'm not discussing lunchtime, I'm not discussing supper time, I'm not discussing until I go to bed. I'm discussing simply the first few hours of the day, from the time I get up until I eat breakfast. I want to get these hours right. He says, then you got to the second section. If you get that section well, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you've been able to get that right. You daven for Siyata Shmaya for the next section. He says, that's the change you need to do. Because if you focus on fixing, because even though it doesn't mean to fix, it means stop. I'm not fixing. I'm not trying to correct. You know, there's inyan of kapara, and there's inyan of, you know, if I have to pay back. That's not the issue. Tshuva is simply to change, to try and get today right. How much of today? The next hour. The problem is we don't like thinking in terms of hours because it's very tiring. Every hour I have to think about it. I'd rather say I'm going to change from now on. It's much easier. Think about it once, that's it. Make a commitment, wonderful. Of course, it doesn't work. Because you're not going to change the next year. You're not going to be a different person for the next year. You might be a different person for the next hour. That you can do. But that doesn't sound very exciting. So you get to say, I'm going to change the next year. I'm inspired, Rosh Hashanah, yeah. And then, of course, you're going to fail. By usually by the day after Yom Kippur, you're pretty out of it. Or if not by the day after Yom Kippur, well, you know, by the time Sukkot is over. But if we want to really be generous, we'll say by the time you get to Hanukkah. You know, one of the Hezbollah, they say, well, the reason why the Seif of the Din is by, there's another Seif Din after Yom Kippur. There's a Seif Din by Shana Rabbah. Chassidus Yisroel said there's a Seif Din by Zayis Hanukkah. We want to see if it's real. So one sheet that says if you can get it till Hoshana Rabbah, that's pretty good. Not bad. From Yom Kippur to Hoshana Rabbah, you lasted. Okay, we'll give you credit for that. 10 days, you know. The Chassidim, the whole day, yeah, they have a better attitude to you. They say at least Zayis Hanukkah, you can help us, you know, 2.5 months. Okay, not bad. You're not bad, you know. Then I'm going to help us to next Yom Kippur. That's not my avoider. That's not the job right now. All it is, you know, I'm not happy. I have to be honest. I don't want, this is not what I want to be. I want to be something more than this. Honest. And I'm ready to change for the next hour. That's not hard. That's if you want to make a change, it's going to last the rest of your life, and you're making the commitment now. You know what? I have to tell you, it's overwhelming. I have dealing with somebody who has a worry issue. So, you know, people have worry issues. Some worry, people like to worry about the next week, the next month. This, you know, one person, he likes worrying about the next 10 years. So essentially, he has anxiety issues. So I said, I don't blame you. If I have to worry about the next 10 years compared to the 3 minutes, I'd also be overwhelmed. Take all of the worry of the next 10 years, all of the minutes of that, and compact it into 3 minutes. It's an overwhelming burden. He says, you know what? Let's focus on the next 3 minutes for the next 3 minutes instead of the next 10 years for the next 3 minutes. So I'm not going to change the next 10 years. I'm not going to change tomorrow. I'm going to change today. You know, tomorrow I might mess up. And the Mabit says a beautiful thing. Mabit asks the Kasha, says, we do tshuva, and then we see that we end up doing it again. So I mean, the tshuva was nothing. He says, that's not true. A human being is not static. The only time a person is static, a flat line means he's dead. You put the person on the EEG and it's flat line, it's not good. Human beings have ups and they have downs. That's how our hearts go, that's how our brains go. So we have days which are doing better and days which are doing worse. We have days which are on the up, we have days which are on the down. We have a little bit of a jump and then we go down and we go up more. That's how we work. The studies been done of the stock market that if a person bought a stock in the year 1900 and held the stock for any time starting from the year 1900 to the year 2000, any year that he bought a stock and he held it from 1900 to 1910, 1901 to 1911, 1931 to 1941, whatever 10 years you pick, the value of the stock went up unless the company went bankrupt. Now, if a person follows the market, you have a heart attack. You go up and you go down, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Right? Every day, there's ups and there's downs. Over a period of time, there's growth. But right now, the focus, I'm not going to deal with that right now. I don't want to focus on that right now. Right now, I want to focus on, I know there's ups and downs. So today, I want to make an up. What do we tomorrow? I'll worry about tomorrow tomorrow. I can't worry about tomorrow today because tomorrow is not here yet. It's not healthy to deal with that. I want to say, you know what, I want to daven better. I know davening is important to me. I don't daven so well. There's times when I have a glimmer of inspiration in davening. What can I do to make my davening better today? Tomorrow will be tomorrow. You know, because if I'm going to say, I'm going to commit from now on, have kavanah every single day in the first bracha shmoneh esrei, I mean, come on. It's not, who are you fooling? Reb Kalsel writes, a person comes to Yom HaDin and he makes a Kabbalah. The Kabbalah has to be emes. The Bereshit doesn't like shekher. So the smaller the Kabbalah, that's why they talk about a small Kabbalah, the more honest it is, the more emes it is, the more it's a Kabbalah. But I've mentioned to you before, like, so the person, somebody asked me this years ago. So the Tzair of Shach made his Kabbalah, he's going to bench from a bencher. That was his Kabbalah for the year. He said, bench from a bencher. He said, that I can hold on to. Every time I bench, I'm going to bench from a bencher. So how does it work? So, you know, you come to the Yom HaDin, and there's this big scale in Shemayim, whatever that means, right? Whether it's digital or, you know, old-fashioned or not, okay, whatever. And they pull out all their veiras and they put it on one side. And they pull out you with your little bencher on the other side. Like, how does that work? I mean, you know, the math doesn't seem to work. It's a toes mikara. The Rambam says that the point of tshuva is that I changed. So there's a fellow named Beryl who did the veira. I'm not Beryl anymore. I'm Beryl Plus. I'm the new version of Beryl. Beryl did an Aveira. So Beryl has to go to the din, and Beryl has this pile of Aveiras. I'm not Beryl anymore. I'm Yankel. I'm the new and approved Beryl. I changed. How much? Benching from a bencher. I changed somewhat. My attitude towards Yiddishkeit is different than it was. How does that express itself? In this way. So I'm a different person. Okay, good. So I can't judge you. The person says, but cheaper works. But if I could come and say, listen, you know, I make a list of all my errors, you know, I can fix everything. Come on. Don't look at distant places. Don't make these gigantic kabbalas. Don't make these major plans. One of our rabbis used to say, he says, there's a person, he's kriching in Himmel, there's in Yiddish, he says, he's climbing up to the heavens. He's going to be such a spiritual person this year. Stop it. It's not there's these long distance plans over here. Pick those things which are close to you. The things which talk to your heart. The ones which are really important to you. Those are the ones you have a chance maybe you're going to change. More than that, the Goyin says, there's a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara says that there's a place in Beisham Beis Hillel. It's a very strange machloikas. They had a machloikas for 3 years whether it's better to be created or not to be created. So Mar says, after 3 years, they decided that it's better that a person should not have been created. And now that he's created, Yifashin Shemaisev. It's a weird Gemara. The Rosh Hashanah says the Rosh Hashanah created us. So there's something more. You know, he got it wrong. It would have been much better if we weren't created. The Rosh Hashanah pushed it, he made a mistake. Well, what's the more saying? So the Goyin says that's not what it's talking about. It's not talking about the original mice of creation. Of course it's much better. The Rosh Hashanah created us. He knew what he's doing. It must be it's good. The more it's talking about Gilgal, the Goyin says. Is it better to come back for a second round or not? So, you know, come around a second round, has the chasaron. The mile is, you get a chance to more mitzvahs. You get a chance to do a tikkun for the veiras. The chasaron is, come back to this world, it's not a geshmaka thing, and you might make it worse. That's the machloikas, the more it says. The more it comes out, it's better not to come back. But now that you come back, you know, don't mess it up. So what should you do? So to go in yifashit, the more it says, yifashit for ma'isa. Look in your deeds. And look at the mitzvahs or the veiras which you feel drawn to. There's a reason why you feel drawn to these mitzvahs. There's a reason why you feel drawn to these veiras. You see, keep messing up in the same thing again and again. Why? Because that's why you came back. So when you come back, make sure that you address at least the right things. So they send a person back. There's a famous mitzvah with the Alshech. That the Alshech lived in Tzfas, the time of the Rizal, and the Rizal was giving shir in Kabbalah, and the Rizal told Alshech not to come. He says, you've been here before, you've already been misakin, everything you need to misakin in your neshama in the union of Kabbalah, your avoda is the union of Drush. So it's a waste of time that you go to the shir. Okay, that's the Rizal said, but the Maisa, the Rizal's giving shir. So the Alshech, one day he snuck in the shir, he walks in the shir, and he fell asleep at the first word, he woke up at the last word. So he said, "Vayis Rois." The reason I know what he was talking about. And he wasn't a person who fell asleep. I mean, some people fall asleep all the time. But the Alshech didn't fall asleep in shir. But it's what he's here for. We're here for a reason. Let's make sure we focus on the reason we're here for. If we're here a second time, for sure we should get it right. So the Yetzer Hara will specifically challenge you in the areas which you need to fix, because those are yours. So we know the ones which talk to us, the veiras which are the challenge for us, and the mitzvahs which we feel a connection to. B'fichu v'vavcha, those are the ones which we need to focus on. Now, don't make major changes, because it's going to be a major fight, because that's what you're here for. So the Yetzer Hara has to challenge you, so make a small change. But address those. Make a change for a day. Make a change for 10 days. Make a change. But make it one day at a time. 1 hour at a time. That's how we live. And let me say vidui. Vidui has to be said bepeh. Bedafka bepeh. Right? Thoughts, I'm going to change. You have to make it concrete. It has to be a bona fide statement. What exactly you're planning to do? Right? Okay, I'm going to change. I have a problem with Lashon Hara. I speak too much Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is so geschmack. I enjoy the conversations. The gossip is great, etc. I want to stop doing that. I'm going to change. Okay, really? What are you going to do? Beficha means you're going to the Rambam says, it means you make a commitment. And then you express with your mouth that which you committed to. So he says you have aziva sechet, you have charata, and you express with your mouth the aziva sechet and the charata. You have to say out, not oshamnu. That's you're not according to Rami, you're not yotze vidui. We're saying oshamnu. A person during slichas, a person on Yom Kippur, a person any day of the year. I messed up in something, and I want to change it. So, I messed up on this thing. I feel bad that I messed up on this thing. I'm going to change it in the following way. And I say X, Y, Z. That's vidui. All of the studies show that a person has a very concrete and specific goal, he'll get there. When you talk in generalities, it doesn't work. That's part of vidui. Vidui is that concept. It's not, I'm a bad person, I'm a good person, I messed up. This specific thing I'm addressing, this specific thing, it's mufarat, you mufarat what it is. And then you declare the fact that you regret that you did it, and you say how you're going to change it. Specifically, that is kikar v'alecha d'ar moed. If you can get to that stage where you can say it b'ficha, it'll be b'vavcha l'asoysa also. We don't do that. So a person really needs to find time over the next 2 weeks to sit down with a piece of paper and look at honestly one or two areas in his life where he wants to change. I'd like to say when I come to the next, I would like to see when a year from now I'm going to look different. So I'm going to start by working on that day to day, a very small change, whatever it is. But the person has to be honest with himself. What is it that you really, the things which talk to your heart, were important to you, and how can you make a small change in that area, which you believe will last, and then forget about the future. Just focus on making that real today. And then you express that on Yom Kippur. And you come and you take your piece of paper, and you say, Hashem, here's the deal. I did this. I really feel bad that I'm doing this. I don't want to be that person. I don't like it. I'm not happy with myself. I really want to change. I want you to help me to change. This is how I'm planning to change. I need the Siyata Deshmaya to stay focused and be able to change. And then with the Siyata Deshmaya, the Hashem promises that V'shavta Hashem Elokecha, it's going to happen. It's a haftacha. The Rishonim learned that it's a haftacha. The Hashem promises that Klai Yisrael will do tshuva.